Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, aka Big Cap, aka Trevon, aka Trey, aka whatever you want to call me, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison, the illustrious director. Philly lost, man. We got to talk about this loss of Philly, bro. How is the streets? I don't know if you're still connected to the streets, Jerv, but how are the streets handling the Meek Mill rumors?
Oh man. I mean, the streets is different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different, different. One, I'm washed, right? So the streets to me is social media. You know what I'm saying? That's my streets now.
And what the Philly social media streets talking about?
Timelines is crazy, dog. Timelines is out of pocket right now.
I am curious, Jared. Like, what is the tenor of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
when he dropped that little EP, did you listen?
I mean, in his defense,
Meek doesn't make music. I'm not listening.
He doesn't make music for me anymore. I don't really check Meek's music like that. Right. So I didn't even realize that it dropped. Keep it a bean until I saw him hitting the streets and saying, "Oh, yo, they doing this because my album dropped." I was like, "Oh, he has an album. Oh, that's what's up." Like, you know, I mean, that's what's up, because it's not for me. Like, it's a, it's the young boys that I coached when I used to coach AAU ball. Like, it's their, that's their guy. Like, he crossed over. He made the intro and had it on Smash, dog. Like, my generation, everybody was like, "Yo, this is it." Like, you know what I mean? But like, other than that, you know, he's getting cooked out here. Like, he's getting cooked.
Oh,
I mean,
man, they're getting juju.
Oh, no, not juju.
Wait. Oh, no.
I don't know what the Wi-Fi is.
Oh. They getting, no. Oh, no, what's going on?
This is amazing. I don't know what's going on, my boy.
They tried to do him like the ring. But back to, you know, go stream Meek Mill's project. We don't really care about anybody's sexuality.
Why are we telling niggas to
hear me out?
Meek Mill's project.
Hear me out. Look again, because
he's not a hater, and he's always going to tell people to go listen to somebody's stuff. That's basically why.
Thank you. So at the end of the day, despite his personal business, how would you handle an internet rumor? Clearly, we don't know if this is true or not about Meek Mill. Like I said, if he's in that situation, he's decided to take towards Twitter and defend himself. But what would you do if you had an internet rumor? You could be you now. You don't have to be famous. How do you handle an internet rumor in 2024, Jason?
I mean, first off, I'm going to speak to the Meek Mill situation. Like, I don't think any of that even presents as a true story, but like, it's so easy for, like, it's back to Twitter being a lunchroom, you know what I'm saying? And niggas is gonna make jokes. And if you feed into the jokes, you're gonna make the situation worse. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's really the crux of the whole thing. Like, if you look at the whole cases and all that, like, it's really sensationalized because this guy didn't get paid whatever, 50 grand, an extra 21 grand by Diddy. So he wanted to, you know what I'm saying, throw all these extra shots at people to get the internet riled up, which worked. But that is not really like the real facts of what happened, you know what I'm saying? Or at least like based off of the evidence that's been presented. But regardless, like, the answer to the question is you don't feed into it, right? Because nobody wants to be the main character on Twitter or like anywhere. So if there's a rumor going on about you, right? Like, your job is to really just chill. You know, like, there's nothing that you could say. There's nobody that you could bring out that's going to corroborate your story, that's going to make it seem more like that's not the case. Like, if the internet has a hold of something and they're going to, like, shoot on you, just let the time pass. You feel me? And then, like, come with some shit later. Now, this is the tricky part about Meek Mill, because I think in his mind, he thought, oh, because I have a project, like, I could kind of use that to, like, elevate, you know, like, the awareness or whatever, and, like, talk about this and then talk about the project at the same time and get people, like, on my side because the music is hot. And it's like, that ain't really the case, big dog. You probably should have delayed the project and then, you know what I'm saying, let this whole situation blow over, pause, and then, like, you know, come back and do your thing. That's my view.
Yo, Jerv, how would you handle an internet rumor about you? Because Jason did not answer the question. He just went back.
I said I would chill. I said I would chill, bro. Your job is to chill if it's a rumor.
What would you do?
I'll be 1,000. Listen,
could you handle it?
I never want to wake up and be the. I'm keeping it being. I never want to wake up and be the trend, the topic of the day on social media. So if I ever find my, y'all already know what's about to happen. If I find myself the topic of social media and it's not in a positive way, 1,000%, I'm off social media for a little bit. I'm not.
Are you deleting your accounts?
What? No, I'm not deleting my account. I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? Like what I might do is I might delete apps off my phone to take me away from going on because there's no point. I talk shit. I grind people up all day, every day. Like pause. Like wow. I'm the guy that comes into the house. Crazy. Of the home, hey, come on! If I can't live, that's what we call it. Like pause doesn't matter. Okay, say less. Say less. Pause doesn't matter. Okay, no worries, no worries. But nah, I'm not about to take on the world. Pause. Like, what's the point? I'm not taking on the world. Pause.
Like my nigga Tyler the Creator said, just close the screen, bro. Like, just turn the computer off.
Bro, I'm gonna go kick it with my people.
Jerv, we can't. I mean, Juju, we can't really hear you. No, because I saw the Julio down there. The mic is kind of off.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hell yeah. Good. Juju, how would you handle an internet rumor about you, brother?
Bro, I feel like Meek Mill dropped the ball. Like he paused. Like, bro, at the same time, like we in an inclusive time of America. We in an inclusive time of the map, the time sphere with the future. We in the future right now. Everybody want to be inclusive until some shit come on their ass. So got pause. So goddamn, I think Meek Mill should have been like, look, come out with his album, right? Put the gay flags up, celebrate the gay, post nothing but gay shit, like how he support gay shit over and over while his album is out. Over and over, if you support it, you could do prison reform. You know a lot of gay brothers in prison. Like, shit, let's support them. Don't come out and just defend your sexuality. But nobody, real niggas don't give a fuck about that, man. That's some little kid shit. That's some little shit, whatever. You should have capitalized on the money. You could have goddamn showed support for that community instead of backing away. And I think that would have been a better move, bro.
Amen.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that answer right there. That's a high IQ play right there by Juju. Y'all don't even understand.
Hey Juju, if I'm ever the topic, right, I'ma disappear. But just text me, bro. Let me know how we can make this work because that is a good answer. I'm just saying I'm not gonna be in the right mind frame to think that because right now I'm getting cooked. Like I'm getting cooked, bro.
Whoever
everywhere I turn, I'm getting cooked. Like it'll think about. I just, bro, if you're the trending topic, right, on Twitter, and you're, like, that popping, if you walk anywhere and you think someone's laughing, off top you think they laughing. Like, it's not just social media.
It don't matter, bro. You know how many gay shit folk be tagging Young Thug again? You know how many times they call gay, Thug gay? That man don't give a damn about none of that shit. That boy put on a dress. How about this for my album cover then, since y'all say I'm gay? My boy did a
That's
song
what I'm saying. I need you in my corner.
You gotta
I'm not going to think like that.
Make sure people realize that there ain't no weapon formed against you. Like, I don't give a damn what y'all say about me. As long as y'all saying it, I'm with it. Hey, you talking about if I got something to sell?
Look,
all right. Yo, can I change my answer, Trey?
No. For damage control, hire Juju. I'm with it. I would say personally, me.
That was my answer.
What? Hire Juju?
That was my answer. Hire Juju. I was going to say Juju. Hire take Juju. Over my social media for me.
Yeah, so it worked. But I wouldn't always say, I don't know. Originally, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have this answer. But I think like, being burst and watching niggas crash out so many times. Like, I've got a chance. Like, you know how, like, the line say, Hov did that, so you don't have to go through that? I watched so many niggas go through that, so we didn't have to go through that. Where you just be like, all right, bro, bet. Like, the internet's still going to be here regardless. Yeah. Like, you literally, like, just tweet through it. You can tweet. You don't even got to get off. You can tweet through it, bro. You can change the whole subject, bro.
Bro, remember Young Bird got his ass beat up every time he threw that Transformer chain on?
Bro.
A white nigga had it one time. Goddamn, Mano had that motherfucker. He was a trendy topic. Get what my boy did. Man, I'm finna keep making beats, man. I'm beat maker now. Whatever to change the name to.
Hey, he changed his name. That might yeah. be. That
Are
might
y'all
be
turning y'all comments great. Off?
That was the great no, that was the greatest rebrand. Cause again, why are you first of all? These are complete strangers, bro. You never gonna see these people. First
never.
Of all. Secondly,
and all you gotta do is hire one of $100 an hour motherfuckers to stand with you and then wish a motherfucker would run up with that bullshit.
Cause look, at what Gunna dealing with, right?
Exactly.
Despite whether it's truth or not, they get every time somebody say,
oh, he wanted the main acts of the Roost Picnic this year.
Yeah, he gonna but be, that, and he gonna be fine.
That's the real answer, Trey, and that's what I think happened with Meek Mill. Is like the shit wasn't hot. If you drop some hot shit, or no matter who you are, what you're doing, if right. you Tom Brady, if you Gunna, whoever, because I was just watching that Spygate,
bro.
Shit, you
Isaiah Rashad, Isaiah Rashad sex tape came out, bro, of him topping to some man, and bro still was able to have a number one album, bro. If the shit fire, niggas don't care about your sexuality. Right. It was just the niggas point that how you reacted, bro. You went straight to Twitter and said, "Ah, oh, I'm be fucking two bitches, bro. And if I was like this, and I would, hey." Bro, we don't care. If you are, cool, bro. I'm not even tripping off of that. The bigger picture is you don't have a problem with that other man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Zion, remember last summer, Zion Williams, oh, he fucked with it. Mariah Mills, he crazy. Man, that boy had how many points that game? Nobody took a damn about that shit no more, man.
Not a damn thing. Bro went straight to Twitter trying to prove a point. And he said his fucking gas pedal came off. And niggas, like, bro, it's so much other shit going on with bro.
Right,
bro. I think he just, the best shit Wale could have did, bro, was get off social media. He did that shit, and now niggas just care about the music. That nigga need to take a page out of Wale book, bro. Straight up. Like, because he not there, bro. He thinking everybody attacking him. Him and Ross album went wood. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And it's like shit. Like they shouldn't take that up no way up and get back in the gym. Like if you were an artist and you putting out music, you thought it was gonna do better or not. Shit, you see what Drake did? He added scary out. Hold on, bro. Like just get back in the lab, bro. You don't gotta attack on bro, nigga. We broke, big bro. We can't do nothing with you.
Right. And that's the answer.
Man, we don't like that one. That's
right. No, just keep.
It's not our fault. Like, you put out a dud. Like,
hey, and we still fuck with you. We support all your business ventures. We support all your business in the community.
But he's also, and this is a go further. He might be the modern day Bow Wow, bro. And what I mean by this is. Bow Wow used to, especially early on Twitter, would put himself in situations that he didn't have to, and niggas would just turn him into the butt of the joke. And it was like, bro, you would have been straight, bro. You didn't even have to, like that whole, I think they follow
him. First class shit?
In general, bro,
it was a bunch of things.
Bro, it was so many times nigga got fake retweeted into shit, bro, that he was just taking the bait. Like, and I feel like that's Meek now. Like, you could just play around. It's a picture of this dude bending over with a gun between his legs, and they said that was Meek Mill. Bro reacted. He know that's not him.
Man, you know how much shit the folk talked about Ja Morant the second time he got fucked up with the gun and the lighter? Bro, you would think he would never recover from this. He tweeting, oh, I love y'all. Goodbye to my family. Bro, look at him now. Anybody give a damn, bro? My boy Icy on the sideline, man. Come on, man, with his daughter. That shit is
I would probably react to some of them, but like the ones that are funny, I would probably laugh at those.
I'm gonna tell people is, listen, if your ass wanna be funny, zoom in. I'm funnier. Cause I'm gonna get petty. I'm gonna get petty.
You do not zoom in on that, though.
No. We don't even have that technology. I just borrowed that from somebody else. But I was gonna say we don't even have that tech, nigga, to even zoom in like that.
Would you be a mean petty? Would you go to a means levels?
A mean is a terrorist online, bro. I seen that man respond
to somebody. No, because of a mean take it, and like I said. He won't even look at it like this, but I think emotion get into that. It spill into that. I'm still going to have fun, but I'm going to fucking stab you. I'm going to fucking stab you every time, bro. Like,
Allegedly. I'm gonna let you live. Told somebody that he allegedly somebody said something about him. I mean, just a random ass shit sucker. Oh damn, I didn't know you were still out here. Or some shit. He's like, yeah, I've been with your mama fucking her in the ass for the last 3 months. Yeah, hey, what is happening? Yeah, I mean,
that's extreme. I ain't doing none of that. I'm just talking about like.
I feel like there's middle ground between nice comeback and fucking his mom in the ass.
Yeah, I'm somewhere. I'm somewhere
right here on the grass. No,
I'm somewhere in the middle. I ain't the extreme. You know what I mean? Like, if I go to the extreme, just know that ain't me. For Big Jerv, for Juju, for Jason, this has been another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I hope you enjoyed.